Blog Talk Radio.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins?
We're going to have so many fucking fixins up in this motherfucker. This shit's going to go through the roof, man.
Ooh.
Ah, damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
We made it. We made it.
Devil, the haters, the bloggers, the papers, the labels, they label me. But they can't relate to our struggle, my nigga, we came up from slavery. Apologies go out to all of my fans if they waited so patiently. This one is for all of the lost and forgotten black angels that pray for me. A milli niggas love me cause I'm ill. The greatest story ever told, niggas in the field. From Solomon to Sambo to Django, it's fact. I'm the Farrakhan of rap and I get it from the wheel. The son of WD who hung around in the deep, who ran around in the street. The trap gods raised me, face all on the sphinx. Story all on the wall of the pyramids. Niggas know the black god saved me. You can blow the nose off, that won't change it. Obamacare won't heal all that anguish. We came a long way from the bottom of the boat. All praise to the MACD, we found our language. Gold necklace, middle finger erect. God, Prophet Shaban, Stalin on the record. Lost sons of Muhammad, we wildin' on the record. The Shad to Allah and Lahat is the message. All these niggas, I got to fight one. All these devils, I got to strike some. All these rebels just waiting on the war cry. Mama said, son, you got to strike drum. Rock Nation, celebration, motivation, elevation. Nigga, we made it from slaves on the slave ship. Live from the cotton fields, straight to the spaceship.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hop of the slave ship. Popped up my chain and took it to Jacob. I gotta go play it. Walked in that bitch like, nigga, we made it. I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty statements. I can't be rated. God. Damn, ho, stun on them haters. Sorry, Mr. Drizzy, for so much y'all talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. While these rappers rap about guns they ain't shot. And a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop, speed up, young go. Stunning on stage after 12 years of slaves. This Ace Spade look like an Oscar. Black tough, look like a monster. Don't make me ride ya, nigga, watch your tone. I come to court with black boxes on. Y'all hella jealous, I'm a melatonin. I can black out at any given moment. I'm God, Jesus, I'm a letter made. So with my arms and feet shackled, I still get paid. All praise is due, I'm ready to chase the Yaku back in the cage. These are the last days, what do I sing phase? Showed up to the last supper in some brand new J's. I'm the true living book of hoes. New religion ain't for the other world, alien superstition. You blind, baby, blind to the fact of who you are, maybe. My bloodline's crazy, kings and queens and Michael Jordan rings. I go stupid, though, Susie, oh. The flow's filthy, y'all can't kill me. I've been inoculated from the snakes in the face. And your corny handshake, cocksucker, we made it, ah!
Yeah, what's up, family? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah, Man, it feels great to be back on Blog Talk Radio. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. It feels good. It feels good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hope y'all can hear me good right here. Trying out a new microphone, man. You know, I'm always trying some shit. You know what I mean? Y'all know how we do it as black folks. As whatever the hell we want to call out there, man. We try some shit, y'all. They're like white folks. They're like white folks. Yeah, but hey, y'all tuned. Wait a minute, Coach Pretty Radio. This is, hell, what is this? April the 18th, y'all, was 2014. Hey, yeah, we're delighted to be in the house with y'all one more time right here at Culture Freedom Radio. Man, ready to do our thing, We've been gone for a while, but we are back in the mother trucking house. Yes, we are. And tonight, y'all, we got Open Line Convo. That is Open Line Conversation right here tonight for you right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, y'all, we are y'all hosts. Y'all know who we are. Some of y'all probably forgot who the hell we are. Some of y'all probably didn't give a damn who we were anyway. We back in the house any goddamn way. Hey, y'all, that is. This show is hosted by none other than your brother, that is, Brother Eric, Brother Anthony, and Brother Sun Ray. We are your gracious hosts of Culture Freedom Radio, most definitely in the house, y'all. Hey, look. We got a lot of things that's been ready to come up right here at Culture Freedom Radio. A lot of changes, man, is going on. A lot of things, additions, I would say. Not just changes, but some additions coming to the show. We actually got a new show going to be coming right at you. Y'all got a little taste of it Sunday when we played our show Sunday. Our brother Savannah Black, y'all, Savannah Black will be coming up here to Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, not joining us right here on when we do our thing, but he will be having his own broadcast right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Man, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Man, y'all better be ready because that brother, he get into it. Y'all go back and check the archive from last Sunday's show. Y'all can hear when he was going in on those preacher's asses. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we got to do, y'all. But, hey, y'all, open line conversation, what we have for you right here tonight, man, as we going to get it in. Let me get my brother Eric in the house. Y'all know my big brother, he throw it down, he keep it. Y'all want to tell, I'm going to say it like this here. Let me get my brother in, though. If anybody got, you want somebody to keep it 100 with you, 100. I'm just, that's what brother said. Eric, love, he got that word, 100. You better not ask Eric if you don't want nobody to tell you straight out, up and down. I'm just going to be true. You don't want nobody to tell you the actual truth. You better not ask Eric nothing. Because he going to tell your ass the 100% truth. He ain't going to sugarcoat it for you. They ain't going to give you none of that feel-good shit. You know how you ask the questions. You want them to almost tell you the truth, but you want them to sugarcoat it. That ain't Eric, y'all. That ain't Eric. I ain't going to lie to you. That's not Eric. He ain't going to sugarcoat shit. He going to come straight from the heart with it. So I'm just letting y'all know, if you don't want nobody to tell it to you 100, maybe 95%, that's what you want, don't ask Eric. Don't ask Eric. Let me get my brother in the house. Peace, you brother.
Y'all pissed, man. God damn.
Yes, sir.
Look, I'm trying to do better, bro.
Yes, sir.
trying to put some sugar on it sometime.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Shit. Yeah, it feel good to be back in this motherfucker. Yeah. Shit, we made it.
Yeah, we sure did. We made it.
We made it.
Yes, man.
Yes, indeed. Culture Freedom. Culture Freedom Radio. Man, you know, I was thinking, man, and I was thinking about culture, you know, culture and freedom. And the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about today, and we've talked about things like that before, but I was just like, man, you know what? We sit up here and claim something, or claim a heritage, a nationality or what have you. Such as I'm a Moor, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, you know, I'm a Jew, this, that, and the other. And we claim these things, but how far have you traced your lineage, your roots? If you have even traced your roots at all. Because I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to trace your lineage all the way back like you're talking. You can probably only go back to probably 1800s. Some may go 17. But you're going to stop somewhere along them lines. So we get all this knowledge somewhere and we declare and claim this and we say all black people are Moors. You know what I'm saying? It's just when you think about it, bro. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I'm a Moor. I say I'm a Moor. But can I prove that I'm a Moor? How do I know I come out of the line of Moors? Through DNA testing, through research in my family tree. How do I know I'm that? Or Hebrew Israelite? Just a thought.
Even they say we Kemites and all of this shit. I'm a Kemite. All of this, yeah.
Or I'm Egyptian, a black Egyptian.
Yeah.
But how do you know that for real, though? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see Brother Anthony in the house. Brother Anthony made it in the house.
Okay. So you don't, do you really know what line of design you come from? You know what I'm saying? We all original people, but, you know, we had different cultures. You know, we had tribes, different countries. Collectively, we were the same, but tribally, a little different. So how can you say, unless you've been able to go that far, if you're lucky enough to go that far, and freedom. Remember someone else telling you, I was thinking about Culture Freedom Radio, Culture and Freedom. You know? And culture, I mean, freedom is an abstract thought. Because everybody's freedom is different. So when we say we're fighting for freedom, we're talking about individual freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like I could be fighting for this kind of freedom, and this other person may be fighting for, all they care about is gay rights, that freedom. You know what I'm saying? So when we're saying we want to be free, free how? And from what? See, we got all kinds of, it's an abstract thought. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because freedom, when people think of freedom, they think of life with no danger. People think of freedom as having just as much money as the person that I want to be like. People think freedom, people have all kinds of thoughts of freedom. Some people think freedom is just owning my own land, and that's mine. I ain't caring about no money. I want the land because that's from my lineage. Freedom. Some people's concept of freedom is totally different than yours. And we all crying freedom. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Or doing whatever the hell they want to do without restriction and consequence.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't, and that's not feasible. Because you have to have some kind of system where everybody can conduct themselves. So when you say you want to get out of the white man's world, what kind of world you want to get into? Hey, bro, I'm just, why are you laughing, bro?
You started already. I said, because that's how it is.
You said what? What'd you say?
I said, you just started early. That's the math thing.
Hey, bro, I was just thinking, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right, though. That's a good thing. Hey, we hear it every day, especially if we, you know, looking at these lectures and the so-called conscious community and everybody want to build, like you said.
Mm-hmm. I'm just excited, bro. I'm so glad to be back on Blog Talk.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sitting on my old sofa.
That's out of the face or in the garage in your little hideaway.
Yep.
Move.
Yep. Yes, indeed. How y'all sisters doing? Say something to me. Don't be shy. Huh?
We got some people in the chat.
Yeah, we got our sisters.
They stay loyal. I like that.
I love them sisters.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular.
Yeah, but what's up, man? What y'all want to build on?
Yeah, I listened to you. Yeah, that was a good introduction, like you were saying, when we talk about lineage. And then I had just put up an article about, which, you know, I always discuss when I was telling you about the DNA and the genetics testing, the hopes that they were running that Henry Louis Fake Gates was a part of at Ohio State. With the Ancestry.com, when these Negroes was signing, okay, you remember the commercial, it came out where for $100 or so, they'll send you a swab kit, and you swab your mouth and send it back to them. And Ohio State University was involved in this because they had a contract with the FBI for recording data and DNA, right? So they was playing on us as because we trying to find our hair, you know, we the most broken up and lost people here in the United States. And we looking for something to claim or to hold on to. So they exploited that by saying, okay, we're going to link these niggas back to Africa. But the real plan is to get all their DNA so we can use it, you know, in a wide range of scientific research. See what I'm saying? So Ancestry.com was saying, we'll send you this kit, and we'll swab and tell where you're from in Africa at. Henry Louis Gates became the face boy for that, and his lectures was like the promotion of it. So then they went and got Oprah Winfrey, they went and got Chris Rock, a few more other, you know, famous stars at that time, and they was tracing these people back and taking them back to these tribes based on their DNA being traced and linking them to it in Africa. Which people don't understand that in order for the European to maintain his residency here and control here, he got to always take the indigenous people who've been here for over 3 million years, he has to always displace them. No matter where he go, he got to displace the people and say, well, you came from here first. You see what I'm saying?
And they make
Africa the center and focal point. And because Africa is where they were constructed at and created that, and I'm glad we dealing with this, because I got a couple articles to show you where they're finally coming out in so many words saying that they were created in Africa. So we finna verify this Yakub story in a little bit. Based on this research that came out just this month, I'm showing proof. But these black people signed up for this, and it was 60 minutes. You can go on there and pull up DNA hoax, on YouTube, and they'll show where they busted Ancestry.com lying to these people, saying that they were from these different places in Africa and wasn't, taking their money, and they were saying, well, we just did it because we wanted to just give them a little hope of where that we know DNA ain't accurate. Now, just this last week, they came out with an article, which I already knew because I know personally because of my brother-in-law. He was accused of a murder, and his lawyer was so thorough. They brought in this guy from Wisconsin. He was an expert on dealing with bees and flies and shit when they come around, when a body, starts to decompose. The lawyer told him, he said, I know the trick of DNA and blah, 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 blah. He got off because this dude from Wisconsin, he sent him back home with his tail up his ass. And, it may be the article you make it look up in Cleveland, Ohio, the murder of Shakira. I'm just putting that out for those who want to read, the details of the case. He showed and proved that they can manipulate the DNA just to fit and justify whatever it is they're trying to do. Now, in New York, they're just letting these brothers, they're going to let a couple brothers out. They had a prosecutor and a cop. They was crooked. And they was locking motherfuckers up for over 30 years. And they would go to these private, because what they do, when they deal with the genetics, they have what you call private companies that they contract out with. So these prosecutors go to them and say, hey, you got to make sure I keep a certain percentage of convictions. So they'll manipulate and alter DNA. So what they basically are saying now, some people who have went and took DNA tests about babies, that they can say, this your baby because we're running a business called child support. We're not in the business of truly trying to find a father for this baby so y'all can have a loving family. They're in the business of creating revenue for themselves. So Some of these people who are running around here thinking they're the fathers of these babies may not be the father just because they got papers saying that they is. But see, we so brainwashed that once the white man documents something and say it so and put it on paper, we believe that shit. When we go back to our roots, like you were saying with the tribals, the tribes, and how we used to do stuff, you took that baby to that grandmama and granddaddy or that grandmama or that great aunt. And she'll look in there and see that spirit in that baby and know that that spirit came from you. That was the best DNA test you can ever have. So now they're coming out saying that DNA has been flopped. Then you got to understand that they're doing genetic manipulation. So that means they're taking DNA and altering it. So they're letting you know we can change this shit up and put it on paper any kind of way. But black people don't like science. See what I'm saying? They don't want to study science. They don't follow scientific research. You got all kind of technology that's taking place in gene splicing and shit like that. They can take your genes and create a whole other species. But then say, this come from you. And then if they say, we want to corporatize this, you now become the father that we're going to charge you for this creation we created. See what I'm saying? That's the games they play. And we fall for it every day because we don't want to learn nothing, study nothing. But I'm going to take a breather. You go ahead and elaborate on it, from your point of view.
Yes, sir, brother. I'm back on, too. My bad. I'm back on. I'm just listening.
Yeah.
Sunray, did you get that article that I had put up? I think you commented on it. how they were arching the DNA hoax. You remember I put that up last week?
No, shit, I can't remember. Should I be on?
They was doing that. You remember those shows that used to come out, like PBS? And Henry Louis Gates was doing it, too.
That's fucking about that bad.
Did you
mention that? I actually got a clip. I don't know how y'all going into that, but I actually got a clip I was gonna play with his ass too.
Damn, spiritual.
And we in tune.
Yes,
yeah, that was like answering, taking our blood. You know, you gonna tell you where you from. You know, they taking your shit, man. Look, I asked the African dude, and if y'all know one, ask him and see what kind of answer you get. I asked the African guy that I work with, and I said, can you tell where I'm from or where black people are from here in the United States? And he said, no, I can't tell. So I'm like, I'm trying to get it out of him, you know what I'm saying? Why can't you tell? Why can't you tell? He said, well, first of all, you guys have a different diet. So your features change because you don't eat like people from Africa. So your features will change.
Bullshit.
He said, so I can't tell because, you know, we can tell by different groups of Africans, by their build, by their something, an attribute about them that they can identify with, you know. Like he could say, I could walk up and look at and tell he from Uganda without even asking it. That's what he would tell me.
He's
so
right.
I was like, damn. So if he couldn't tell who we are and your DNA is a reflection of what you look like, well, how the fuck they going to tell you where you from? If you can't even be recognized on the outside, how are you going to be recognized on the inside?
There you go. Because like you say, not to cut you that, because what they say, what's going on in the inside is a reflection. What's going on the outside is a reflection of what's going on in the inside. So he's absolutely right. He just couldn't go into really the details with you. He probably know and can tell you, but he know not to tell you due to, you know.
Either way, he told me enough.
Yeah, that's right. That you ain't from Africa.
And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I be asking motherfuckers all kind of questions just to get something. I get something out of it. Closed mouth, yeah. Don't get fed.
Mm-hmm.
That shit fucked me up when he told me that. I was like, damn, these motherfuckers can't even tell who we are. Maybe that's why they couldn't claim it. And you're like, they your people? No, they don't. Damn, that white man and them fucked us up. Our own people can't recognize our motherfucking ass. That's why we can't claim shit.
Yeah. That's right. For the simple fact.
We ain't natural looking to nobody. To no. Man.
Got
it.
To be a part of that culture or that land, you gotta resemble their features, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They got us fucked up, bro.
Hey, Brother Eric.
What?
Here's a little part of what you were talking about us looking. The other judge that was hearing in juvenile court, the juvenile court judge, and he used to tell the guys when they claimed that the child is not there, he said, you feed them long enough, they'll look like it.
That's
so
right.
We've been over in America so long being fed by our enemy, we start to look like them and don't look like our inhabit African features like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was a judge in Cleveland that was like that, and it was one in the South. Did you say? And that was the old rule in the South. They say, whether it's yours or not, because, you know, that's back when women used to go, they didn't have no child support system or nothing like that, and they'd try to go for the alimony, which black women realized alimony only came with marriage. But they would want to say, he had a baby by me, because I don't want to talk about my personal experience with one of my brothers, because my mother went through something like that. But they'd say, feed him till he look like you. And that was the rule. That was the rule of the South from judges. So Sunray is absolutely right. He's absolutely right. But child support was when your uncle or your daddy would go and find that man on his job and say, "You, whether you want to be with my sister, whether you want to be with my niece, whether you want to be with her or not, you bring $25 here." That was the golden rule. You ask any old person in the South. And they used to go on up north, too. You used to have to go by there, bring them babies something, and you leave $25 with that woman, no more, depending on what type of labor you were doing. That was a rule, and black men were proud to go by and see that woman, dance with her, kick it with her, have a good time, even though they weren't together, and he would leave a few dollars for them babies. We didn't need no system to tell us to do no shit like that. All this deadbeat dad stuff came as chaos to bust up the family. And that didn't really kick off until the 90s, and that was the hip-hop music influenced that. The saying, we don't love these hoes, I ain't giving a bitch shit, and all that. That came from a younger generation who started doing that, and it was concocted and constructed by the Caucasoids for us to start being like that. We always wanted to see our children do well. You go get the movie Claudine and look at that. That'll tell you what black men used to do. And it will also show you how black men's minds started changing with James Earl Ray when he really didn't want to take on that family. But them kids kind of fell in love with him. He really did care about them kids. And then he said, fuck it, I'm going to go on and be with her, even though she got four or five kids. That was common.
You're talking about Claudine.
That's what I'm saying, Claudine, that movie. If you study that movie, it'll tell you how shit was and how shit was starting to change. But he, at the end of the movie, stood up and said, you know what, come on, boys, get in here. And he became that stepdaddy to him. That was what was going on from the 70s to the, from the late 70s to the 80s to the early 90s. You still had old heads that are just, because, like I say, my mother, it was four of us. And my mother married, and the man took on them. I tried it with a sister. She had five babies. And he told me, he said, you can't do what I did. He said, because these kids ain't going to respect you like your mama trained y'all to respect me. He said, when your money run out and you can't do nothing, they're going to call you bitches and motherfuckers. I'd be damned. They called me bitches, motherfuckers, and tried to stab me. He said, I told you, boy. And had some motherfuckers just trying to jump on me. He said, I told you, boy, she ain't like your mama. Because the times had changed. You see what I'm saying? The mentality through music and through through television, you had the Jerry Springer shit coming on scene, changing and molding the minds. You had the Maury Povich shows coming, changing and shaping the mindset of these women who wasn't out here working or doing nothing for themselves but sitting up watching this shit and being entertained. And they wanted to be a part of that entertainment. That was really the catalyst of what you would call reality TV. So now, it's if you ain't engulfed in this shit, like with Love and Hip Hop and Jersey Girls and all that, you ain't alive, like I keep saying. You're not alive now if that ain't part of your construct. The development of it was with Springer and with Maury Povich, Oprah Winfrey's, all these bastards that was on daytime television when the man was out working trying to provide for his family. His wife was being programmed. And he coming home being bombarded with this shit and don't know what the hell going on. And then when men started losing their jobs, they started being they started taking their interest in the video games, and they started watching this shit, and that's when the homosexual agenda started being put in it, too, that these Negroes, men Negroes, they started being programmed and started partaking in it. See what I'm saying? So now you got a whole new generation that is fucked up, out of their mind, and they can't even relate to what the older generation had already set for them and was trying to preserve for them. It destroyed the future. Then, you know, you sprinkle drugs, alcohol, all this other stuff on top of it. You see what I'm saying? But Jerry Springer sat and systematically programmed our people. Go back and look at the archives of his shows, and you will see how the progression of ignorance started taking place in the black community based on our people watching that shit every day. And the Beast said, we're going to put it in overdrive because he used to come on in the morning and in the afternoon. That was by design. Maury Povich came on in the morning and the afternoon. See what I'm saying?
I feel you. You ain't lying.
So if you don't get it in the morning because you overslept from being a hungover or whatever, I'm going to hit your ass in the afternoon. When a man came home, he turned on the news, see what was going on, catch a ball game to his dinner done. And that woman was proud to cook. She watched her soap operas while she cooking. And she was a stay-home mom, took care of the babies. You know what I'm saying? Because soap operas was the first programming for the black woman. But the black woman didn't totally succumb to that. So when he started doing these talk shows and putting real people in their face with these different emotions and these different problems and shit, and this celebrity has all the answers or connection to people who have the answers or so-called experts, that's when they realize, okay, now we got a formula that works. And they started working on the black woman mind, and then she started working on your mind, or she started implementing what she was learning off on there, and you became confused. So you only went in warrior mode and battle mode. And when you couldn't win, you abandoned ship. So this is what caused men to start fleeing. They wasn't running from actually the woman. They was running from the programming that woman received and the behavior she was acting out on you that was foreign to you.
See, he used it. Oh, my bad.
Go ahead. I'm done.
You done? He used the woman's nature against the man. The woman's nature is security. A woman's always happier if she's secure. Meaning, you know, she ain't being moved from place to place, you know, bills getting paid and stuff like that. That's when the woman is happy. She's happy when, because her home is like her castle, and she don't want, you know, it's just like a queen. She don't want all this riffraff coming into her castle.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how big or small her castle may be, you see? So they tampered with the woman's nature by doing what they did, you see, causing the confusion with the family construct. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
And he's not only, the elite hasn't only done it to the black community. They've done it all across the board.
Yeah. But it was us. And then they practice on us first. They have to get the melanated people. If they know they got the melanin put to a certain level where they can control it, they know that they can get any other stuff.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Because
if you got a black rabbit and a white rabbit and you want to see what it affects them to do, I'd test the black rabbit first because I know the white rabbit wouldn't handle it.
Uh-huh.
And then I use a weaker form for the white one to perfect that.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, I'm on a tangent.
Yeah, you right. You. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead. Yeah, you perfected with the dominant gene. You get the dominant seed, and you perfect your plan with that. Because you already know once you start doing genetic engineering or genetic splicing or mental engineering or mental splicing, if I can get the result that's satisfactory to me off this dominant one, I already know it's going to transfer over to the recessive one, and it's smooth sailing.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we in agreement. We link that up,
mm-hmm.
Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the beast operates. But he has to go to the main source, and the main source, and see, because a lot of our sisters are still under the European doctrine of how information is being presented to them, they become offensive. But it's not that brothers who are aware of the attack, soldiers who see the attack, that come to them and say, hey, look, they're using you to attack me while I'm trying to defend you. You can't get nothing done over no civilization on the planet until you get to that fucking woman. You have to get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to her, now it's on and popping. You can destroy. I don't care, these warriors got master plans, they root strong, whatever. If you get to that woman, you can tear their ass down. It's what my brother Ty Sharik Bay referred to as womb science. When you get to that womb, you can destroy all the men. Then you go back to that womb and get the children. That's why every time you see the United States attack any country, what they do, they cater to the woman and her child. And those that they know they can't break, they kill them women and kill them children. Then they go in on that man. So therefore, he can never reproduce and have soldiers to come up to continue the battle. You always go for the woman first. You tell her that here's how my culture is, and wouldn't you like this? You cater to her, like you said, securities and things of that nature, and her dreams and fantasies. You play on that to lure her to your side and say, being with me, I'll provide you this shit and liberate you from it. So they'll say, okay, damn, I'm going to have this type of stuff under you. He say, yeah, and under this religion. Study this doctrine. And this is how you get this, and I'll free you from this man. Because he's really your oppressor, me. But she go from one oppression to the next oppression. And then she raised her children up under that oppression and look at it as a form of freedom. Like you said, freedom is based upon another person. When you look at freedom, you decide freedom based upon whose definition. Is it my definition of freedom? Or is it some definition of freedom that's been dictated to me? Like when you look at TV, they say, I'll give you financial freedom. Financial freedom, he's dictating your freedom to you. Because you got to follow his programming in order to achieve what he's offering you. So he's only catering to a certain emotion or fantasy in which you want to have. That's why when you watch infomercials, they always show you a boat, a yacht, and a fucking house. Why is it always systematically shown that way? Take a vacation when you want. Drive the fancy cars you want. They're catering to materialistic shit that only feeds the so-called imaginary ego part of your brain. They're not giving you true freedom on a spiritual level. See what I'm saying? Because when you start reading some of this shit like I did, and I ordered that shit, not because I was caught up in it, I want to see the hustle in it. You'll find out that you got to fuck over people and take from people to get what it is they achieve. And you're going to have to always live somewhat on a negative level to maintain that shit. And you're going to have to always become savvy enough keep flipping and manipulate that game you laid out so that that karmatic effect don't come back to you. Unless you spiritually, you're tapped in spiritually where you can take that karma and offset it off onto somebody else, which would be a student. See what I'm saying? And this is the problem. When he used the Boule to do his work, he offset the karma that's coming to him because he can always say, I didn't do it. See, your black boy, your black leader did it. And this is why these blackies is falling now. Because the white boy have offset it, the karma that really was meant for him that he's done to us. So when these cycles spin, you got to pay your motherfucking debt. And he, when it's time for him to pay his debt, he offset it onto a Negro. So now you got Al Sharpton being outed as a snitch, which we know, but he's making it all outright and saying, I never did you wrong. This blackie been doing you wrong for the last 20 years. See what I'm saying? So he's taking a karmatic debt for the leaders and the paymasters that he was serving. And that's how the gang go. Go ahead, Eric, or son.
Yeah, peace to the panel. I want to give a quick shout-out right past my brother, Brother Imam Sharif, my brother, Havana Black, man. We shout out to our brother and our sisters, and also too, y'all. I know we've been gone for a while. Sister Shell, Sharif, Brother Stanley, what's up with your brother? Man, just all the family who've been, and Sister Carolyn Lovin, sister also, everybody who's been supporting us and sitting back. We're glad to be back in the house, y'all, doing what we do right here at Culture Freedom Radio. Like I always say, y'all, we're not here to teach you a goddamn thing. Only thing we're here to do is to inspire you and try to motivate you. And one more thing here, I want to put out something right here. If you're going to be in the Jacksonville area on April the 27th, y'all, we're Sunday, April 27th, 2014, at 3 p.m. Eastern time, y'all. Hey, there's a great event. It'll be going down in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. Man, we got to learn about our health. We need to know about our health, our diet, everything it is to keep us going right here. So not just talk about our history and what we did in ancient times, but we need to know about our health. Health is the most important thing. You won't be able to read a goddamn book if you don't have perfect vision or anything to deal with. So, hey, on April 27th, we can have I got a lot of background. Okay, on April 27th, y'all, we have Dr. Scott Whitaker, y'all, Dr. Scott Whitaker, ND, who will be down there at Salam, Masjid El Salam down in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. We need to go down there and check the brother out who will be talking about you and your health at the crossroads, beginning to talk about colon cancer, diabetes, H1N1, the flu shots, and a lot of other things that we have to know about, y'all, keeping our health, high blood pressure, all of this stuff that we need to know about and how we need to do what we need to do to keep ourselves away from them great white pills that they have us on. They always want to put us on the goddamn pill, give us the white hope. They give us the white Jesus, and they also give us a white pill to talk about is going to help you in your ills that you have with your dis-ease. I didn't say disease. It's a dis-ease to have those so-called things, dis-ease. So Dr. Scott Whitaker will be down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Y'all, one more time, it is on Sunday, April the 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern time, y'all. Hey, tickets in advance at $20 and $30 at the door. Hey, for more information, you can call area code 904-359-0980. One more time, that number is to call. You can get ticket information, and there'll also be DVD sales. Also, the number to call one more time, y'all, is area code 904-359-0980, Masjid El Salam, y'all. Hey, that is on North Pearl, 1625 North Pearl Street. Hey, peace to you, Umar Sharif, doing a great work down there, y'all. Our elder, y'all, doing it big down there, y'all. Let's keep the brother, keeping great things on. And he also will have a lot of other people and guests that will be coming out and speaking. So y'all check that out. And check the website out also, y'all. There's www.salammasjid.com for all the DVD information. We got our brother down there. We're back, y'all. Just got to get that in there. Got to keep it going, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Let me see what we got. Oh, brother, I did say we had that eclipse. Had two guests eclipse I was going to pull in here if we wanted to. We did have the one about slavery. I was talking about Skippy Gates earlier in the DNA. I had a clip with that one. And I want to do a clip, man, for my brother, man. I love to hear this brother teach. He's wild with it, but he's teaching, do some great teaching. I say that was later, Brother Tony Smith. Talking about T.D. Jakes and these goddamn preachers. My brother Savannah Black did a great job on his lecture. I mean, his thing he did, man, he went in on it. Is your preacher a pimp? You know what it is? Is your preacher a pimp? And he talking about, is your pimp? I forgot the title. Y'all just go on that Sunday and look at the archive. Brother went in on it. Yes, sir. But T.D. Jakes, I got something to tell T.D. Jakes there. Let me get in here and get this one first. Let's get this clip here from Skippy Gates, and he was talking to Dan, a brother on the radio show. What's that, brother? Tom Joyner. Let me get it. The entire Tom, y'all. Here we go.
We can only begin to imagine the sheer horror of the slave trade. But what if we could place an actual ancestor within that story? We were able to do just that for one of Tom Joyner's ancestors, his third great grandfather, Tony Dumas.
Can you read where it lists Tony Dumas' birthplace? In the far right, place of birth, Africa. Africa, your great 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 grandfather, Tony Dumas, was born in Africa around 1790. We tracked down a direct male descendant of Tony's, a distant cousin of yours, and we asked him to take a DNA test to see where Tony was born. So if we found a match, that's where the brother came from. Would you mind turning the page of the scrapbook? This could mean your great-great-great-grandfather was a member of the Balanta people from the country of Guinea-Bissau.
On the coast.
Mm-hmm. It is an exact match. Yep.
How do you think he was captured?
Probably through a war. You know, there were African middlemen, and they would fight wars with other Africans to enslave them to sell to the white man. Slavery was a huge business for different African kingdoms. You know, the story that we got when we were kids that your ancestor was out on one Sunday with his girlfriend and some white man jumps out of the bush and throws a net over him. It's not how it happened. Slavery was big business. Africans sold other Africans to the Europeans.
So after he was snatched from Africa, came over on a slave ship.
All right, that's the part. That's the part right there. I want to play. That's the good part. I want to play right there. He said that African sold other Africans over here. That's how we got into slavery. That's the key point that I really want to play. And you're here in the conscious community when that is being said. I'm not saying what he's saying is true, but I'm saying that is the thing. Y'all, we know we've been hearing that. And when we hear that thing in the conscious community, a lot of people say, no, they didn't. He said slavery was big business in Africa, and we sold each other into slavery. So is that why we still got sellouts today? We got the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jackson. We was always doing this shit. That's what Skippy Gates said.
That's right. And see, I like where you stopped it and paused to that, Sunray. When we look at the institution of slavery, you had an institution called servitude, and you had an institution called slavery. Slavery, when you go back, that was the Slavs. That was going on in Europe. That was the last remnant of human trafficking or taking people into bondage based on fucked up contracts, but it was a global industry. And if you had beef with somebody and you conquered them, it was the Europeans who said, look, because like Dr. John Henry Clark said, a prison didn't exist in Africa. We didn't know about incarcerating a motherfucker or whatever. So the beef said, hey, y'all got all these people here. They may get free, blah, 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 blah. That was his hustle. So he said, give them to me. Because they were trying to get into the slave trade. And once they learned about the Americas, they was like, okay, we can move them over here. But there was only a small amount of Africans that was moved over here under the slave trade game. You had blacks going over there from the Americas, and you had Africans on that continent that was coming over here. If we liked somebody, or because we were doing business all over the world globally, then you got to understand, well, the European even existed and came out of the caves when Pangea existed, when all the continents was together. We was going back and forth, mixing blood, but there were two different strands of people. And this is what the brother was trying to explain to Eric. You from a whole different strand, even though now your strand is mixed up, his strand is kind of mixed up. But science, white European science, has declared that African strand is the supreme strand. That come up out of the university. And they paid all these different scholars to always write Africa, Africa of that continent. Because that's their origin, where they were constructed at. I'm going to show and prove. I'm glad. You want to go further, or you want me to drop this article? Where the beast came out and told it. You want me to drop the article, or you want to go? Y'all want to elaborate?
Okay. But there you got something.
Okay. Here we go. This is coming from the article dated, which the beast been putting it out. This is from the origin of the European. This come out of BelfastTelegraph.com, UK, the home of the beast. Tuesday, the 15th of April, 2014. Okay? Neanderthal DNA link, more recent. It's the beast. He always been studying himself. New evidence suggests Homo sapiens and Neanderthals got together more recently. Okay? So when you talk about Homo sapiens and all that, you're dealing with monkey, mixed breeds, Neanderthals. Ain't got nothing to do with no African. Okay? And I'm going to show and prove in an article. All right. Europeans may be closer to their Neanderthal cousins than previously thought, new research suggests. Okay? It said nothing yet about no damn African. Breeding with non-extinct Neanderthals is known to have left traces of DNA in modern Europeans. Okay? Y'all follow me? But this mingling of the two subspecies, okay, keep in mind, subspecies. Subspecies means something that comes from something that is original. Another word for mankind. All right? Was thought to have taken place long ago in Africa, meaning that it had nothing to do with no African. They telling you about the construction. Watch this. Before our ancestors spread it across the globe, our, the key word is our, because this is this author, which is a European, writing about himself and the history of people that's like him and look like him. He said our. The new evidence suggests Homo sapiens and Neanderthals got together much more recently. Scientists have shown that the genetic similarity between Neanderthals and non-African modern human population. Hear what I just said? scientists have shown that genetic similarities between Neanderthal and non-African modern humans, that means those blackies of ancient and the ones now, must have arrived after interbreeding into Europe and Asia. Who said that? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said what? Let me go further, then we'll break this shit down some more. The research involved dividing up the genetic code of each subspecies, Parmenian and Caucasoid, calculate to the likelihood of distance or recent interbreeding. Interbreeding, that means you weren't there. You bred. Dr. Conrad L-O-H-S-E, Losi or whatever the hell, he German or something. One of the scientists from the University of Edinburgh said, although there has been mounting evidence for genetic number of recent genetic studies, it has been difficult to rule out ancestral structure in Africa. Key word is structure. All right? Structure is another word for creation. We hope our study settles this issue before they die out around, you know, you're going to fuck up the numbers to try to put itself closer. 30,000 years ago, which we know that's a farce, Neanderthals coexisted with early modern humans in Europe and Asia for thousands of years. See what I'm saying? Nothing about no Negro. Both groups first evolved in Africa. Evolved, which is another word for creating. Spreading out from the continent at different times and believed to have common ancestry. Neanderthals are thought to have left Africa more than, they mess with the timeline again, 200,000 years before early modern humans. So when they say early, that means the African. Modern, that means you ain't got nothing to do with it because you are descended from the early modern what? Humans. The research is published in the Journal of Genetics. Y'all go ahead and get y'all take on it.
You want to get in, brother? No, he probably.
Now you hear what you're saying?
No, I can't talk right now. I got.
Okay.
Give me some time.
Okay. Go ahead, brother. Okay.
Now you hear what the beast said? This out the mouth of the beast about the beast.
Yeah, I heard, you know, I've seen that article where, you know, they talking about they actually came from Cro-Magnon. It was just a post on Facebook earlier. Somebody posted on that earlier. They were showing
I put it up.
Yeah, and I think that, but the man with all the hair all over him.
He looking at the little white girl with his blonde hair. Yeah, I put that up. That was me.
And they were showing about the different people with the hair all over their body. Echo.
So I'm saying, so when they want to talk about different genetics, they're talking about how their genetics came from a grafting process, as Elijah says it. Then when you want to talk about two different species of blacks, you had a black group of people here and a black group of people there who intermingle. And like Eric said, when the African said, I can't tell where the hell you come from. That's the spiritual connection. We didn't need, now we already talk, oh, we got to look at DNA, we got to look at the beast sign. He manipulating that to try to put himself in the equation. When your parents already told you, you come from here. You ask any old elder, they say, I don't know nothing about no damn Africa. I know about here. And even if you did, was brought from Africa. You go in four generations back down, your black ass ain't from Africa. You see what I'm saying? If somebody did, if your great-great-great-grandparent came from there, you no longer had no connection to Africa. You linked into this continent, period.
Yeah, now I heard people say that. I'm not from no Africa, but I think, like I said, reading they're saying that too, I had my family members even say that. And because they're looking at that is because they were born here in America. So they was like, I don't have any ties to Africa because I'm born here. And reading, like, a lot of people be saying that, yeah, we are from Africa because they go back to where basically where it all started, where we all did, all life descended from. Even the Europeans say that all life started in Africa. I don't know, wasn't here in my chat room. Well, all life started in Africa. Even the Europeans say that. You know, they'll say everything it started out of in Africa. The first human or whatever came out of Africa. So I think a lot of people, when they say that, they are talking about coming from that land mass, and that's where we come from, dealing with all life. I would even say that, you know, I can't say part right now where in the hell I come from, because if I study right where in the hell I came from, I was born in 1971. Hell, I had to say I was born out here in Shelby County, Tennessee. Shit, that's where I came from. My mother out of Mississippi. Shit, so far, that's where I descended from, right? And in here in America, yes, I can go back that far. But just way, way back, I still probably have to say, yes, it is Africa, dealing with that landmass there. And that's why so-called Europeans, everybody, I don't give a fuck, Chinese, whoever, they can always say, and we're going to go back to the thing here, and we're going to go back to where we are, the descendancy. It's a descendancy. Everybody can fucking say then, if a European and the scientists and everybody said all life stemmed out of Africa, or if first life came out of Africa and it was a so-called original man is on. That's the thing when I look at it, you know, I would say.
So, right.
Yes, sir.
I think it's just like we were spread so far and vast until it really wasn't an issue like we make it an issue.
Right.
Because remember what the messenger said. The messenger said, he talked about the Asiatic black man.
Mm-hmm.
The black man from Asia. So you got black Asians, you got black Europeans. We dominated the planet Earth.
Right.
The original man dominated the diameter of this motherfucker.
Right.
It don't make no sense to try to
pinpoint
match up with you are the source. Well, you are the source. If you got knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you already got your lineage.
Mm-hmm.
You put a title on it just because you like the warriors. You might like the Nets. You get my connection? You might want to be a Moor. You might want to be a Hebrew Israelite. You might want to, but you're in the big leagues. Choose and pick what, because you're a player.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the big leagues. You can pick and choose what team you want to be on. But it's really all the same shit.
Teach.
Because, see, if you're the master, and we were the ones with the so-called master grip,
mm-hmm.
right? If we the masters, we didn't master everything. But we just didn't master that shit in one area. You can't be a master and just stay in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to be a master in the God? We say we God, the original man. How are you going to be able to say you original if you ain't planted your seed everywhere on this motherfucker?
There you go.
You can't brag and boast if you ain't done this shit. So that's my point on that motherfucker right there.
And that's where the problem. Now, Eric made that shit plain as fuck. And this is where Negroes can't get over. They want to pinpoint a location for themselves of origin, where they don't realize that just the concept of trying to pinpoint a location of origin is a European concept. He's trying to find
Come on.
To be. You don't even need to be saying, oh, I'm from Africa, because you're not from Africa. For the simple fact, Africa is a modern concept that came out of him. And for the simple fact, you was all over this planet, and you had different strands of DNA, and this is why what that African told you, why he couldn't pinpoint you in the geographical location of where he come from. That you are a different person, not that you ain't his cousin or his relative. He's telling you, you're not geographically of my lineage. You see what I'm saying? The beast.
I see what you're saying.
And he got you looking for a home because he labeled you an African-American, taking you out of your original origin of birth and putting you somewhere else and then telling you now you got to come back. And this is why you pay fucking taxes. And now he can do everything he wants to in commerce, and he can do everything he wants to you politically because he's taking you out of your motherfucking homeland. You go back four generations, you'll find that none of your people will ever say they came from Africa. They always know about the shores of America. So why are you trying to defy your ancestors and put yourself, and you the baby, and now you want to say because a white man told you and because some scholars that was paid by the white man to go over there and dig up shit for them, and then they got to bring back the information, and the white man got to prove it. Well, he'll take their tenure, he'll take their paycheck, he'll take all their scholastic achievements from them if they don't go along with the doctrine that he want to fucking push. And that's where the origin and the birth of the Afrocentric community and the ASCAP community, the Kemetic community, all started. But when you talk about Nation of Islam, you talk about more signs, you talk about Nubian, and all that them came out of the minds of fucking black men.
Henry Ford,
Mr. Bundy, the Field family, DuPont family, all them financed every black institution.
What, baby?
And these niggas tricks to go over there and find this. And if you connect any of those black scholars, back to Jewish fucking women. White women, but they talk about the love of fucking black history. But they didn't love these black queens that they quote in their books. They ain't find them a black queen. Them niggas better go. Hey, brother here. You better leave me alone.
Hey, bro.
I'm cool, though. Wait. Somebody has something he wanted to say.
I was just going to say, it's good to know kind of like basically where we came from. You know, even them. That's kind of cool. But here's the point. We so focused on where the fuck we came from, we're not focused on our here and now.
Right.
You know, we're studying history, right, and we wonder how they got conquered. You're wondering how they got conquered and overturned. You know, these people had a mighty kingdom in Timbuktu back then. You're looking at that, and, well, how did they get conquered? Your ass is getting conquered right now. You worry about how the fuck you getting conquered right now. Don't worry about how Timbuktu, your black ass in Tennessee, is getting conquered right now.
There you go.
See, that is the main focus. We want to talk about who was here on this. Seems like we're getting caught up in the game again about the word race. As we were talking on Talk Show the other day, the word race. Everybody's racing to be number fucking one. Like I said, they talk about there's no one wins the race in racism. Well, that's a goddamn lie, because somebody, when the so-called Caucasian been running this motherfucking race for a long time, and he's still on top. So somebody is running that race. So the thing is, too, it is, they keep us focused on race. Who's going to be number one? That's why, like you said, our scholars over here talking about, we were over here first as the OMEX, as the shit, whoever the fuck we were, the Atlanteans, we were the Lemurians, we were this, we were that. Everybody's trying to worry about that type of shit. Like I said, it's cool you want to know your background. That's cool. I have no problem with that. But don't make that your primary focus on a lot of this shit, man. When shit is happening right now today, there's an article that he had up, and I was going to get into this too, in California, how nearly 250 female inmates were sterilized in a California prison without the state approval. Let's worry about that shit. Let's worry about how our sisters are being having where they're having it where they can't have babies anymore. See, your nation is being destroyed fucking right now today. You worried about the motherfucking Chemites that happened that damn thousands of years. Your motherfucking women, your sisters can't even reproduce. Your brothers are being turned out, made out of goddamn homosexuals. Your fucking black nation right here in America is being destroyed. You worried about what the fuck happened years ago? You want to argue about if you a Hebrew Israelite? Are you a fucking Nawabi? You a Kimite? Fuck yes, what you were. Be what the fuck you are right now. Yeah, man and woman on the planet Earth trying to survive.
And let
fuck
me
all
add
that
to
shit,
that.
Man.
Let me add to that. And if that's what you was, live up to it. See, that's the key. If you know all this, live up to it and add and expound on that if that's who you claim to be. Because them Negroes had a different type of heart than the heart you got. That's what I'm saying. Because the problem is you have abandoned that. You want to remember it and have jubilee moments about these events, but you won't reproduce and expound on it, or you won't even take the attempt to become that, because you're still under the European mentality. You still got that little white Jesus floating around in your belly, and you're still afraid of losing it all to gain everything that really truly belonged to you. You don't want to lose what the beast gave you. You can say now, we'll tell all black women, we can have a black women don't go to work march. This whole country will change. Because the foundation of all corporations is based upon the black woman, her ability, and her fucking authority to keep niggas alive. Then after she come unify and do what she do, we don't go to work. The next week, we don't fucking go to work because the manpower and labor is on the black man's back. She got to shut down the ability of communication because he got her in the office handling his business and talking to people and this and dealing with people and keeping customers under control. We shut down the labor because most black men are in the labor force. This is how you stop it. That's what got Presser killed. That's what got Hoffa killed. When they were saying, hey, we're a union, we'll shut these trucks down, the Teamsters. They said, these motherfuckers got to go. That's too much power.
I'm trying to ride shotgun with you for a minute.
You got to, so the black woman is the base and foundation of this whole fucking corporate construct of the United States of America, LLC. He need her. That's why he went and made sure that she become educated and empowered over your black ass, because you ain't nothing but the working torch. He decided I'm going to go into the technological field, and the only person that can help me go there is that black woman, not your black ass, not no man. And I don't give a damn what a man say. You can go learn the trade, but you're going to do the labor. You ain't going to deal with the interaction as far as business. That's going to be a woman. And Bush showed that. He showed you that with Condoleezza Rice. He ain't put no man in there. He sent her all over the world to devour nations. Got no man.
And peep game, though, bro. Mm-hmm. Peep game. Who the hell really want to be an African? You know what I'm saying? Because based on your idea of African, whatever you basing it on, I don't give a fuck. That shit don't stand in society.
majority of Africans kiss that white man ass.
There you go.
You will call yourself an African, but you don't kiss no white man ass, or you don't bow down, or you don't buck and shuffle. That African do. Peep game. Am I lying or no?
You ain't lying.
Tell me I'm lying.
Where all these Africans
y'all seen
at?
Y'all see it, right? So do you really want to be an African? Because that's what the African is now. He weak. So you labeling yourself to what? The landmass. Okay, the landmass doesn't represent what it used to represent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you on this bandwagon of a team that always loses and shit. But they used to be great long time ago, but they never fucking win. But I just remember back in the 60s how they were so powerful. I'm still on that bandwagon.
I like that. I like how
you
said that.
Yeah, Africa is strong in resources. But that's the only thing. They don't have a foundation. It's split. It's not unified. It's become under European rule. So it's like you ain't going back home. You're going back home to a different kind of system that's more fucked up than the system you're in right now.
Exactly.
So your reality of freedom is warped. You're dealing with the physical and not the spiritual.
Exactly. That now I like that. And like I told you, last show or whatever, try going over there and thinking you won't tap into them resources talking about you returning home. If them Chinese, them Belgians, them Germans, they will put a coup together and run your black ass right back over here. Can't you see Sarah, Sadi, Umar, them going over there trying to do something? They run them niggas back on the plane, and not to disrespect them, because all of them are very adverse and they have a lot of knowledge. But their plan of we finna retake Africa, you ain't finna retake nothing. You ain't retaking no Africa. And the Africans ain't gonna let you come over there and help them. They'll say, well, they take us and receive us and embrace us because they know you come from America. That's why they're embracing you. And because they know you got some money in your damn pocket that come from America, and right now American dollar is the standard of currency globally. So they're going to let you come over there, and they know to be nice to you. They'll teach you a little this. They'll teach you a little that. Because naturally, black people ain't no people of hatred towards others that look like us. Just like if I come amongst you out there, you ain't going to mistreat me and really try to dog me, even if you didn't know me. Or if you did, say if you didn't know me from this level of this circuit of relationship, just for me looking like you and I appear to be cool and I'm being cool and civil with you, you're going to embrace me until I do something to give you other reasons why that you should be on guard or attack me or fuck over me, or it just ain't you to fuck over niggas and play people. But if you just a cool cat and I'm a cool cat, we going to get along, period. Because we know we look alike based upon melanin. So that's how an African receive you. But you will take and read into that more and then come back and say, oh, blah, 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 blah. But you ain't said that. You paid for a trip. You paid these people to do this and do this. So they're benefiting to give you a service. You're taking a service and taking it, you're getting a service and then taking that as love, embracement, and unification. It's not. But you will sell it to people who ain't never been there to know and see that shit. And you'll say, I've been to Africa 4 or 5 times, and this is how they did me, blah, 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 blah. Don't you know the beast that educated them already? So this is what these Negroes think, so when they come, this is how you treat them, this is how you do them. Just like if you take a little junkie trip down to the Caribbean, they already trained to know how to receive your ass based upon what the European told them. Now, in their heart, there will be some that say, okay, I feel that person's spirit, and I truly, genuinely like them, but they can't break protocol of business for your black ass because they under your face just like you. Because when they come here, you won't have a problem with them because you're going to say, they in my community making all this money and blah, blah, blah. But you don't realize and stop for a minute that you taking your money to them. And they only making it because you taking it. It's an oxymoron. And Negroes don't stop that. You're empowering. Go ahead, bro.
My bad.
No, no, you cool. I just was going on for a minute. But, yeah, you empower these people and then crying about the empowerment that they're getting and taking it out of your community and building themselves a political base where they can always know that when it comes to legal issues or political issues, that whatever they want is going to be looked at and it's going to be taken care of. Their finance. Like they say, no representation, no representation without finance. They understand that, but blackies don't. They just believe. They preachers tell them, you believe in this motherfucker that I'm telling you to vote for. But they don't put no money behind that belief. They don't put no restrictions behind that belief. They go back to their preacher and say, I thought so-and-so said he was going to, and the preacher, I'm working on it. But because you think that preacher's connected to a God that's going to save you, you ain't going to give him hell to put pressure on this motherfucker he told you to vote for. You ain't going to do it. You say, well, I'll wait the next election. We get him out. But the corporation going to say, we ain't finished doing what we need to do. So we put some more money behind him, and he needs to get back in office. But people who civilize and understand the structure of government, they will always say, even if the corporations put money behind him, we're going to put it too. But we go into the corporation first and say, look, we know y'all going to get y'all big cut, but we want our cut. If not, we're going to put this dude in office, put our money behind it, and we're going to expose the dirt on you. The corporation going to say, oh, no, we don't need that. We don't need that. Because we connect the bigger corporation globally. We don't need that here. That's what you call your lobbyists. That's what you call your people that could be potential whistleblowers and shit. They don't need all them type of black eyes. So they'll say, all right, let's work this out. They talk to the head man of your community and say, look, we're going to rock this like this. Boom, boom, boom. We're going to make sure this comes to you personally. And then this going to go to y'all. And we can do business. Everything is about commerce. Go study canon law, and you'll understand how this world is set up. Fuck your feelings and emotions. Negroes deal with feelings and emotions, and they always want to talk about, like Sunray said, it's greatness and all. That ain't how the world is set up. That ain't how the world was dealt with. That's to try to get you to feel okay and cool while we conduct business. And do what we do. You ain't even a part of it. Hey, they say America going to war. We at war. You ain't a part of the war. I don't give a damn if your child on the front line. They ain't a part of the real war. They there as a sacrifice for the corporations who are really at war, and the war is taking place in a boardroom. You just out there getting killed as entertainment for them while they decide what they're going to do in this fucking boardroom. Until you put that in your head and understand that that's how it's been since the beginning of time to now, and it'll always be, you will always be lost. You will always be lost.
I just want to look at one more thing. I might be here another trip. I want to play the show. But I just want to keep it just plain and simple. Just plain and simple what we need to be doing. We need to focus on our neighborhoods, our community in which we live at. Like I said,
right.
You know, whether we want to talk about we want to go to Africa and all that, if you want to go wherever the fuck you want to go, fine. But first of all, before you can talk about moving back anywhere and retaking something somewhere else, learn how to retake your community back first. Because one thing, the Arabs, the Palestinians, whoever all the motherfuckers that's on, coming in our neighborhood, taking over our stores and our communities, selling our people all this poison, they are taking over your neighborhoods right here. They already colonized in Africa. The Chinese, the Japanese, everybody's colonizing Africa over there. And they in your neighborhood. They don't colonize your own neighborhood right here in America. You can't take over your control your own neighborhood right here in America. So how are you going to figure you're going to pack up and go over somewhere else and take over there? And them motherfuckers got army tanks and shit over there. They throwing rocks at, and think about the Palestinians. They throwing rocks at motherfucking army tanks over there. And you going to take your little motherfucking ass over there with a 9mm gun, think you going to do something. You crazy shit. First of all, let's start simple. Let's learn how, before you go into a real basketball or football game, you have a practice first. Our practice run is, let's get our shit together right here in America. Let's straighten out where we at right here. It's just like another thing. We got our own community in which we live in. We got a lot of us. You know, we call the hood. You know, see how we do shit. We call our neighborhood the hood. Where we got paper all over the goddamn place. We got our dogs even looking like crackheads. Dogs looking like they on crack. And then we got we'll clean up. We won't cut our grass. We got weeds everywhere. We got abandoned houses everywhere, boarded all up. Some of them ain't boarded all up and shit. One is busted out. But here we go. We talk about we won't clean that up. As soon as we get on that piece of money, we want to run out and move out into white people's neighborhood. Like, wow, it's safer out here. You know, they keep the grass up. Only thing we had to do is take care of our own fucking yard. Cut your grass. Cut your goddamn grass and clean your shit up. You ain't got to move out. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
I didn't mean to cut you.
No, go ahead, bro.
I just let you know I'm back.
Well, oh, okay.
Well, but I did. You got me burning. You got me burning, bro. Because you know what, bro? You know what? The crazy thing about it, and I'm glad you said that, the crazy thing about it, and it made me think when you said it, you know, I was like, you know what? Going back to having your own business, I started thinking when you was talking, I was like, hell, everybody got their own business but black people.
Mm-hmm.
Asian people, white people got their own business. Not every white person, but there's, I mean, you do a survey. I bet you'll find we're the lowest on the totem pole. Asian people got business. Chinese people got, you know, Chinese is Asian, but Pakistani, Indian, you name it, they got a business. Mexican, they got a business. Them motherfuckers is over here illegally and got a business.
Yup.
What the fuck wrong with us, bro?
But I tell you this, Eric.
Look,
when you really
these motherfuckers can't even, look.
Go
let
ahead.
Me finish this, bro, right quick, because it's flowing. These motherfuckers can't even speak English, bruh. Ain't got a business. What did they take out of our creative spirit to stifle us? You know what I'm saying? And we laugh at them little Mexicans on the corner selling oranges and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be standing out. They got a business. He wouldn't be standing out there if he wasn't making no money.
Uh-huh.
Damn right.
But you don't ever think about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But see, I kind of got that kind of training when I used to have to sell papers. I got to meet people. It's like you learn a lot when you're just going around. So a salesman is really a person that gets to interact with a lot of different people and form some kind of conception on society. So when you know, selling the paper, you know, they look at that minuscule, but you can learn a lot of shit about that. But you see that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But we, you know what I'm saying? We can't sell to ourselves because we don't like each other. Ain't nobody really going to buy the shit that we sell because it's our shit. They ain't going to buy our shit until it blow up and some white person take over the motherfucker. That's when they'll buy your shit. Okay? But they ain't going to buy your shea butter right here. But they'll buy, you know, as soon as a white man come in, you know what I'm saying? They'll buy the shit. But your own people ain't going to support you. Why is that? Going back to how you alter the DNA, lineage, not knowing who you are, and we don't even know who each other is. You really don't. You say what's up just because of the skin color, but you don't know that motherfucker. Like the African said, I can't tell what tribe you're from. And speaking in a bastard language on top of that. On top of that. But you're claiming Africa. Oh, and did I say this or did I not say this? I don't know too much about claiming Africa. I don't know if I said this already. Because the African brothers don't equate with my, I can't feel them. They don't fit in with my, you know, I don't fit in with all that shit. I see weakness when I see an African man. I see weakness. Anybody bear me witness? I don't know about the female because I ain't no female, but I know about that African man. Every African man I met, I seen weakness. But then again, you can say the majority of black men I meet over here, weak too. It depends on how your definition of weak, I guess. But I'm on a tangent. But y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Them type of niggas will dance for a penny. I'm glad them motherfuckers don't want to call ownership on me. Fuck y'all. Because you know what? No, I'm going to keep it 100, bro. I'm going to go in.
But they don't call. Because, like I say, they under that European.
It don't matter.
That shows you that you're dealing with an older people because we really have come from under it, and they're just not being colonized with it.
Mm-hmm.
They doing what we
I don't like
doing.
That British mentality that they be coming with. They come with the British mentality, and that just fucks me up. You don't come with me with the queen, with the, you know what I'm saying, with the queen shit with me. Cause see, you fucking with me with that shit.
That's a new breed of people. I keep trying to explain to these motherfuckers. You dealing with a new breed of people, when the people over here are the ancient people. This was this here. When they talk about America,
They got writing after writing when they heard of a place up here that it was a Garden of Eden of a people who lived in so much wealth and peace. This is what they destroyed. This is what the
Smithsonian
is hiding from you. They got all this shit locked up. And these
Hold up. I'm going to end the whole motherfucker right now. I'm going to end the whole shit right now. I'll tell you right now. Them Africans were some hoe-ass niggas. Them was the real niggas. I'm going to tell you why. You're a dumb motherfucker. Whatever, the lessons teach that they was promised more gold than they already had. Now, whoever left, okay, we'll say that. And then we'll talk about how they negotiated with the Europeans. Either fucking way, you got the best part of the planet. You see,
so
for what it was in actuality, that's how you look at it on the side. But it was in actuality, see, we got too lax in our game, and they flipped the script on us. Because if we got all the goods, everybody fucking with us about our goods, right? I've been playing this motherfucker for a good 50, 100 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they finally caught on and shit. You don't think we was playing their asses? Huh? When they first came over and negotiated, you think we just gave them all our good shit? Was you? You'd be like, okay, my tribe, I'm going to give these weak motherfuckers out this tribe because they're disposable. I'm going to give you this. Well, he's going to die in 5 years. So you go, I'll give you, come on, bruh. That's going back to when they want to say, oh, we sold our, yeah, we got rid of the shit. There wasn't going to be shit. Any motherfucker. Get the fuck off.
And that became what you call slave.
Any motherfucking people would do that.
Mm-hmm.
You are creating an empire. You got weak seeds. You got strong seeds. You don't want the weak seeds to overpower your strong seeds. In other words, you got a plant growing. You got some shit growing. You got to kill them fucking weeds because them weeds going to kill your plant.
Mm-hmm.
There go your life. Y'all feel me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you feel me? I can't get that shit.
Yeah,
y'all know what I'm talking about. Can you feel me?
Mm-hmm. And then, but see, hold on, Eric. When you start interjecting religion into that, what you just said, it makes motherfuckers get stuck on morality. That's why I said I had to postpone the show that I really wanted to do. Because we're going to build and we're going to do the mathematics on it. Because Negroes can't separate religious dogma and morality from what you said, which is universal and natural phenomenon that takes place. What you just explained, like you said, you finna kill it and you killed it. They can't separate it. Because when you start talking like you just talked, you'll find out that nigga still got a white Jesus Christ swimming around in him. And they'll say I'm comedic. They'll say I'm this. They'll say I'm that. But they can't let go of the dogmatic shit that was presented to them by the European of what Jesus said, and them niggas can't feel it. And they will argue you, fight you, and kill you to the end for what you just said. And that is what they would call the sacred, they would call that the sacrifice of life or a form of suicide. Because for you to speak that,
you just committed suicide to a Christian or a motherfucker that's indoctrinated in anything that got a Christian aspect of it. You committed suicide. It's political or religion. Suicide is what you just did by what you just said. But you was absolutely right, exact, and correct. And the nigga can't comprehend it. They mind. They synapse won't let them go from the physical to the spiritual. Your brain got the left side is the material world. Your right brain is the spiritual world. And they don't know how to go back and forth to transfer information. You see what I'm saying? Because they got blockage in their neurological veins. And they got their brain, they can't understand it, to activate the pineal gland where they can become illuminated and become the original Christ. They don't know how to raise their chakras. So what you did, you hit a nigga at a lower chakra, and then what you said now, you took them to a higher chakra and left them void in the middle with that one motherfucking statement. So, yeah, you killed the game. You killed it. So when you look at chakras, you'll see, because they can't accept it in their heart. You put a dagger in their heart and then went into the Christ realm, and most of the people that's listening to this like, what the fuck that nigga just say, blah, 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 blah. So they're going to get emotional because they're dealing with the physical, the violent part, which represents the lower natures. That's the chaos realm. They can't deal with nothing beyond that. But go ahead, brother. I ain't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to hit it on a metaphysical level where most people who claim to be comedic and they can take it that level, they understand what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Brother Eric. You finish.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm dealing with the spiritual. I'm not dealing with the physical.
That's what I'm saying, and the niggas don't know how to know where the spirituality and the physical. They always want to deal with the physical, but
yeah, because all you were taught is physical. You're not taught spiritual. You've always dealt with physical shit. You know what I'm saying? Blocks. Your first, you know, when you first go to school, you taught physical shit. You know what I'm saying? When are you ever taught spiritual shit? You know what I'm saying? So, the concept of a landmass and a title is foolishness. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, if you look at it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not the body, it's what's inside. You know what I'm saying? You could throw a Pinto motor, I don't know who made Pinto, or Chevy motor in a Mercedes. People think you're driving in a Mercedes because it looks like that on the outside, but on the inside, it's a different engine. I mean, so we focusing on worshiping material shit when we worship blackness. And your true essence ain't the color of your skin. That's child shit. The color of your skin dictates your essence. It's not the color of your skin. It's the essence of you that dictates your color, which you focus on the color of your skin. See? That's what the white man has given you because you don't have a nationality. So he changed you from this, that, African, Negro, this, that, that. He has so many different names. Because in actuality, they don't know what to call you. You're the only people on the planet whose name has changed so many times is ridiculous. They don't know what to call you. I like the way Elijah Muhammad said it. We are all Allah. You see? We're the strongest of the strong. They pick the strongest. That's what he said. I ain't quoting him like I know it for true, but I'm just saying that's what he said. You know what I'm saying? It ain't your skin color. The black man is God. And I'm God just because I'm black. No, 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 no.
No. You got to show and prove
engine.
That.
It's what's running. It's the spirituality. It's the essence of you, your soul. Some people don't even let their soul grow. You know what I'm saying? And some people are so scared of their spiritual self, their second self, until they shudder away from it and, like, say, I don't want to hear from that. That sounds too wicked. And the preacher said, don't think those thoughts. You see? That's putting a handcuff on your spirituality. You know what they say? Don't think dirty thoughts. Don't think this. Always think peaceful thoughts. Because if you think sinful thoughts, that's sinning and you're going to hell and you're thinking like the devil. Well, the mind always thinks on positivity and negativity. And I don't know why I'm on this tangent, but while I am, I'm going to go ahead and go on with it. Because the only thing that's separating the two is, again, Satanism and righteousness. It's a game. Like Satanism and Christianity or whatever, Mormon, you know, all the right religions against the wrong religion. Like in this right religion, we don't sin. Or we don't do none of that. No, you have negativity over here. And over here on the Satan side, they're always focusing on negativity. Negativity. To cause somebody to do something to somebody negative so they can get a positive result, so they can get joy. I'm talking mathematics. Message said mathematics is peace and mathematics is Islam. And when you understand mathematics, you know the knowledge of yourself. And you know the knowledge of others. So your blackness is not your skin color. Your blackness is your spirit.
Right.
The original black man in his spirit, it was total darkness. Now think of this. You got a net, Sunray. And I'm going to teach y'all some shit this evening since I'm be back on Love Talk Radio. Think of this, Anthony. You got a net. You're trying to catch some food. Or you're trying to catch whatever you want to catch. Think of that as your spirit in total darkness trying to catch any light to produce more light. Total darkness. They're talking about spirituality.
Don't you know a plant grow in darkness? It don't grow in the sunlight. People be thinking shit grow in the sun. Shit don't grow in the sun. It ain't growing in the sun. It's eating. It grow at night.
All right.
Eat, go to sleep, get bathed by the sun, get the sun rays, go to sleep. It's up at night. Nocturnal.
Right.
That's
so,
when you wake up. At night. Because you at peace. You at rest. That's when you get the light. That's why you be dreaming and shit.
Uh-huh.
Because it's night. You in the darkness. You in the darkness of your mind. You ain't got no other activity going on. Your mind is at rest. You're in total darkness. Why did I have this dream? Light coming in your mind.
Right. And it's processing, and what it's doing is processing what occurred in the day to be manifested in, at night. Like you said, you absorb the energy of sun rays in the daytime. And then at night, you process it. You make it in the darkness. That's why when you got a problem, you go to yourself. Going into yourself is going into the darkness. And you try to figure it out based upon the knowledge or the actions that occur within the day. You take that shit back to your laboratory. So when you be seeing these mad scientists, they're always in these dark dungeons in these laboratories. Why is it always dark? Because they're going into the hidden side of themselves or the hidden knowledge or the hidden or the information. They're taking it in there to activate the melanin. When we know, when you talk about alchemically, the melanin don't activate itself till at night. It absorbs all the sun rays and the knowledge that is in those rays, and then it processes through night. And it manifests itself in various ways, like you were saying, sometimes in dreams, sometimes in spiritual manifestations, where some people, when they're on a level, they can actually see things that they have transcended to the other side that come back and give them information. There's various ways of getting this information, but the information is being given, and it's going to be processed through melanin, which is what you would call ultraviolet light. That's where knowledge is. And the synthetic melanin you take in, which is through green plants. So when you talk about diet, you want to eat of them because they're absorbing the rays of the sun too, and they're trapping information that when you eat and take upon it, or you utilize it in some type of ritual form as well, because you ain't got to eat everything. You can ritualize stuff, and it will give you the information. Because spirits are always moving through and for each other, whether it's through plants, animals, or your own self. The information is always being translated in some form or fashion. You have to be astute to grasp the information, translate it, process it, and utilize it. You see what I'm saying? So you absolutely right on what you're saying, bro.
Just to verify it, though, how's a baby born? A baby is born in what? Darkness. Ain't no light. So I just proved my point, huh?
Yeah, you proved it. And the only way you can The only way you can totally receive what it is that's coming to you You get to have darkness. And this is what was said when we was using dark deities to explain. Go into the darkness to find out the hidden meaning. But you got people who always want to walk in the light. Anytime you dealing with people who think as daywalkers, they are mentally dead. They are rejoicing on your nature because of the fact they can see these realities and these things that's tangible that they can touch, and they use that as verification as though I'm alive and I've done something. But what you're saying and the point you're making is go look at what's hidden, because what's hidden is more greater than what you think that is in the light that is tangible. And this is how the European exists. And this is how he's getting you to exist and keep manifesting things for his pleasure and his existence. He has to deal with what's in the light. When you can deal with what's in the darkness, bring it to the light. And what's in the light, you can bring it to the darkness and enhance it and then bring it back into the light and still, you know, relish and reap the benefits of it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
See, what I'm doing is further elaborating on the truth and what you already spoke.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm just saying, we're taught to hate the darkness, which is evil. See?
So you don't ever go
see,
there.
The color of your skin represents the thought. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah, but they don't ever want you to go get that sweet juice, see?
The blacker you are, the closer you are to the originator of the heavens and the earth.
But they didn't go fuck with that. They just decide typical reasons not to, and somebody will tell you, because I had to call my boy to get the scientific breakdown of it. Just to show the beef. What I'm talking about in the spiritual realm, I have to give it to him in the scientific realm just so he can understand. I'm supreme. I don't need scientific theory. Earlier when you started the show,
but you know, but look,
we don't need that. We don't have to do that.
But quiet as a cat, they be saying, you know, like white people be trying to go get tans so they look like us. Yeah, they want to be us, but it's not just they want to be our skin color. It's that they can't tell how healthy they are because they so pale. Okay? My case in point, if you're real, real light, it's hard for you to tell if your skin is dry. You just can't look at it and say, oh, my skin is dry. You can't look at, you know what I'm saying? It's like if you got a black car versus a white car. And you got a scratch on that black car and a scratch on that white car. That scratch on that black car going to show up more so than that scratch on that white car.
Yeah.
Because it's black. It's defined. So any imperfection, anything that needs to be looked at, to be administered to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, a pale person, you know, you see all the veins in your body. You ever seen that shit? Old white woman, and you can see blue running through her fucking veins? Y'all didn't work in no old-ass rest home. I did. I seen all that. I was like, oh, that's so goddamn nasty. You can see the blood pumping through your veins? Who want to see that shit? Why people see that shit? You know what I'm saying? We see our veins. We see the mark of the vein, but we can't see the blood pumping through that motherfucker. Or the color of the blood running through that motherfucker. Fuck this shit. This shit's scaring me. One day is baby blue. Next day is purple. One day is, oh, hell no. Let me cover this shit up. Where that makeup at?
And check the world makeup.
Where that makeup at? Y'all ain't hearing me, though. Y'all ain't hearing me. The sisters ain't. Y'all wear that makeup because that white woman wear that makeup. She hiding. Hiding her imperfections.
Right. And then they tell you that the imperfections that which they have, it's yours too. You share my same imperfection. And these blackies back. These female blackies go along with it and say, this is my imperfection. And the black man say, oh no, that ain't your imperfection, baby. I love that shit. Nah. You see what I'm saying? We love the voluptuousness of a woman. What they call obese is what we call, yeah, that's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? No. Most, you know, and then we can't even say it. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm a little guy. I'm 35. I like a big ass woman. 200 pounds, stuff. Maybe it's because of the comfort mechanism from the European perspective, but I'm totally attracted to a full figure black ass woman. Light skin, dark skin, chocolate chipper, whatever. But when it comes to that Caucasoid beef, it does not do nothing for me. But give me a big black ass woman. Big 200 some pounds. And she cutting fortune right. Oh, I'm in heaven. See what I'm saying? Yeah.
So if it was a badass white woman with some cornrows?
No, she's trying to say she's a thief. See, my first man, because me being a historian, a self-proclaimed historian, should I say, I know you stealing something. You're trying to put an image in my head that really don't belong to you. And you're trying to deceive me. Because the minute me and you fall out, you still got power to say, what does cigarette mean? You see what I'm saying? As where as I'm dealing with a sister, my connection and my energy, and because I love that, I'm going to put all of me inside of her to make her feel me. She ain't going to say some dumb shit like that. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be so into her sexually. I'm going to be into her soul spiritually. And I'm going to give my motherfucking all, and I'm going to be reserved enough to let her tell me if I'm not satisfying her properly, or if this is how I need to be satisfied, I'm willing to say, okay, let's do it your motherfucking way. Because it's going to increase and intensify my turn-on just because I'm laying with your big ass. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I feel. And I'm in tune with you. She's tuning me up. I'm trying to sort out my way of my form of connection, but for her to say, okay, I feel your connection, but now let's make this shit work for both ends. I'm willing to do that, but I can't do it with the beast. Because I don't fantasize over no Caucasoid imitating what I can just go out and get. See what I'm saying? And that's where these niggas fuck up. They'll take something and substitute. They want to be with the beast, but yet they want the beast to have the imagery of the sister. You're dealing with what they call a human artificial, and you are a human artificial for participating in that type of bullshit. You fake. So everything you do and say out your mouth, there's a potential that you be deceptive and fake about your bullshit. And I'm going to look at you that motherfucking way. Because if any black man come to me with a white woman looking like a black sister, I already know his mentality. I don't give a fuck what he says. If I got to lose the deal, I ain't got to deal with it. Because you brought something that looked like what you came from, that's something you created. So I look at you as Yahoo. See, you got to look at these niggas. These niggas are Yahoo, modern day Yahoo niggas. You see what I'm saying? You breaking something you created. Or she became something she feels as though you were like, but in her form. You Yahoo. Fuck that. That's Yahoo all day long.
Go ahead, though, bro. You can, expound on it.
Yeah. I feel you on that, bro. I had a lightweight conversation with one of my vendors the other day. And he was on, you know, the white girl drama. I'm like, and the brother, I think, I don't know how old, he might be a little younger than me. I'm kind of seasoned. But he was too old to be kicking that shit to me, you know what I'm saying? I guess he was just trying to, you know how we as men try to let the other man know, you know, we about it, we got, you know, we doing our thing, you know, and that's so-called manhood to us. But anyway, back to what I was saying, he was telling me about how he got a white girl, right? And he got two children by her, and he's got a girlfriend and cheating on his white wife with another white girl, you know, and how so much lovely it is. And, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous for a grown man to, and I've probably been there many times in my life before I matured, to even conceptualize that shit as something, as being anything of importance. You know what I'm saying? And any man should have any, if he care about himself, you should understand that you just don't plant your seed everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But men are so ignorant and think it's, oh, I'm just going to break off real quick for satisfaction and shit. Anytime you commit an act, the possibility of producing a child is a high number. You see, and if you ever grow any plant or try to grow something, you know that seed, you don't want to plant that seed in no fertile ground. You don't want to plant your seed, you know, to produce other bad seeds. This is a part of you. Everybody that had a child, see something, your child look like you. If it don't, you got some issues. If that child don't, you know that child look like you, that's you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You don't be running around busting nuts. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're fine. Just because he's fine. Ain't got no education. Don't know nothing. But fine. But don't know nothing. Okay. His mindset is in that sperm, and her mindset is in that egg. So that's what your ass gonna produce.
Right.
You can already see it. So if you want to go head on, well, you're going to have to take responsibility for your mistakes. Because you don't, that's not some cheap type of thing. They made it so cheap, like, sex is like, oh, I need a candy bar or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I still need some ice cream. That's how sex is nowadays.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, why I feel like I'm going to pussy bad, that motherfucker. You be walking around, you be walking down, damn, I still need some pussy bad, that motherfucker. Oh, damn, I need some dick right about now. Why? Have you ever thought about why?
Right there. Hold that point.
Wait a minute, I ain't. Go ahead, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, all right. I ain't
gonna go ahead. I don't wanna stop.
I'm just trying to tell you, we gonna hold that point, because you know we finna go in on that shit hardcore.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying. I mean.
Yeah, but go ahead,
why you get these things? I mean, out the blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Are these natural feelings? Are your feelings really your feelings? Or have they been manipulated? You know what I'm saying? Nature, you don't see you can't even do that shit no more. But back in the day, if you were into breeding animals and shit, you'll know. But, you know, animals of a certain kind just didn't breed with a certain kind. Like a German Shepherd wouldn't be over there breeding with no pit bull.
Mm-mm. Unless you
the beast did that. The beast did that. That's against their nature. They know better not to do that shit. You know they're gonna produce some fucked up shit. They nature tells them that. Like, I don't do that type of shit. You know, that's not in my nature. That's not my culture. I don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't be jumping over trees, and we don't do that shit.
Yeah.
That ain't in my nature. You know what I'm saying?
See, that argument I had with a beast, he gonna tell me, that's what got me delving into this genetic so-called that I had to call my boys. I had to fuck the Amarad and then poverty and all else. To get some shit, because a beast could tell me some bullshit. I'm like, I already know the basis of this, but science ain't my thing. You know, I deal historically. But the beast forced me into it because he want to try to push his nature on other motherfuckers. I'm like, and like you just said, a German Shepherd, no. I do my shit based on the mentality of what I was bred to do, based upon the German mentality. I ain't going to mess with no pit bull. That come up out of Britain. You see what I'm saying? I ain't finna jump over hoops and blah, 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 because that ain't what I do. Just like a shepherd dog. A shepherd dog, he know. My job, nigga, I tell sheep and shit what to do. I ain't finna get out here and fight, hunt, and do none of that. That's what a hound dog do. You see what I'm saying? But you got Negroes, because they're taught history. We did all this and did all this, like Sunray was saying. No, find what it is when you fit in that we did as a whole, and you master that. And you reinnovate that, and you reincarnate that into modern time. To uplift the race out of the condition in which they are now. So that's the connection of what Sun was saying and what you saying and what I agree with and what I basically was elaborating on both sides. Fuck what you did in the past. Know it. And that should be the motivation for you to even do more. Because when you look at the people that came before us, George Washington Carver, and all them people were the equivalent of the ancient Kemites. You see what I'm saying? They were over here in America still applying that science and
Where are the Negroes now that was applying that science? They ain't applying it. Now you got young kids applying it in the technological field because you got young, the little young sister, she like in the fourth grade, she's creating apps, she's doing this, making millions of dollars, what have you, and blah, 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 blah. You got these prodigy children that's coming now, but we ain't in control of them. They're taking our prodigy children and putting them into the Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and all that. Once again, they're using blacks to create a gateway to open a portal for a whole new paradigm for them to still maintain white supremacy. And this is what these Negroes better be looking at now, and they don't want to understand it because they done got indoctrinated into a religion of now I discover my past, I can break my past down, so now I'm going to make it into a religion and I'm going to live it. And I'm still looking on these false deities. I don't have Jesus no more. I have Harvest. I don't have this person. These niggas are still religious people. They have been indoctrinated. They have rediscovered their old ancient customs, but they have been indoctrinated into it to the form, to the point where they created a fucking religion around it. All these Kemite niggas, that's a religion now. And they have not brainwashed themselves from Christianity, so they, all they're doing is going, it's just like when niggas left Christianity and went into Islam. Because the media started pushing Malcolm. They started pushing it. So everybody wanted to be a Muslim. But everybody couldn't be a Muslim, a true Muslim, under the definition of what Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying it was. See what I'm saying? That's why you can go to the message of the black man and be coded, just like me. I was never a part of it, but I was into it. I can go in there and decode that shit because I was never indoctrinated by this shit. You were a part of it, Eric, but you was a brother because you can still see when you broke down the Yakuza shit. That's even before I was dealing with you. When you was like, that was about eugenics. Now they got on YouTube the Yakuza story speaking the same. If they got a white broad breaking the shit down on what you said years ago. She's doing a whole documentary on the shit. On YouTube. And that could have been you dropping it. But if you would have dropped it, niggas would have said you was crazy. They'd have challenged you. Now the Beast is dropping it. They'd say, okay, that kind of makes sense. And the Beast using modern day terms to break down Yakub's story. And this is a white woman. You see what I'm saying? Brother Eric. Hello?
Hello?
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn, brother. Shit, I had my mic muted and I had knocked myself off the damn Blog Talk.
Okay.
I had knocked myself off the browser. Well, Eric got knocked off. Eric got knocked off too. He was just trying to call me. That's what made me look at the switchboard and shit. I wasn't even actually even on Blog Talk. I'm a posting shit and working at the same time. So that's been a good, little run tonight. So yeah, shit, I guess we can go ahead and close it out because Eric just got knocked off too. So
yeah.
So it was a good bill.
Yeah,
oh yeah. They were calling me trying to get back in. Yeah. Let me go ahead and shit this bad boy off.
Hey, and let me add this. Because I forgot to add it on the upper show. The fucking CEO attorney J.P. Morgan also was killed. That was working on the case. When we was, cause that's one thing me and Eric, that's been I guess our little pet peeve we've been sharing. We've been keeping up with these assassination of these bankers. They kill lawyers now. So I wanted to add that in there, and, you know, if you want to give a brief take on that shit. And,
I might have to hold it for another, because I hadn't looked at it, and so I might hold it. I got it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they killing lawyers now. You know, I'm just saying a generalization. I'm going to send you the article, but they killing lawyers now. You know, this is just an extension of what we've been keeping up with. Death of the bankers, the reporters. They've been killing reporters, bankers, now. But they already did it before the one I did the other day when I was updating. I forgot to add in, they killed a CEO lawyer for the J.P. Morgan, meaning this dude is supposed to defend them and keep their shit on the wraps. They kill him, and it's suicide.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to, you know, we keep up brush with that. But what I want to try to do is put together a show on this prison industrial complex. We need to look at that, too. With all these corporations, like, I'm going to send it out to you, and I want you to put it up, like, you know, I guess probably on our website or in the chat, where they can realize that when they talk about all the jobs are coming back to the United States, they're coming back into the prison industrial complex. You got McDonald's, you got Victoria's Secret, and different other corporations. They're now outsourcing prisoners to do the work. So this is why you're seeing when they think Obama is lowering the unemployment rate, he's lowering it because of the fact of the prison industrial complex.
Savannah Black, please bring your mic over, brother.
Oh, what's up, brother? What's going on, brother? What's going on?
What's
yeah,
up,
man? Man, chilling, man. Just listening to y'all boys going hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can do it.
That prison industrial thing, man, I wonder how many rappers, you know, have investments in the private prison.
Well, the managers have it. It's just like, if it's like Jay-Z, remember Jay-Z dissed Birdman, and he was saying, I get money underground, and I don't mean the underground. He was talking about the prison industrial complex. So most of them, okay, this is what you want to do. Go Google the Vanguard Group, and then the Vanguard Group will give you information on people that's invested. Only way you can invest in to the prison industrial complex from the GEO Group and the Corrector Corp Group, and you got major money, you have to go through the Vanguard Group. So when you look at all the entertainers tied to the Vanguard Group as being their investors, they invested one way or the other into it. If you got a job and got a 401k, you're dealing with it on blue chip level. But people who profit from it, they profit through the Vanguard Group. So look up Vanguard Group, and it'll give you, it'll just open up and just give you the whole logistics of it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Pull it up. Can you make you see the companies? It should show you some of the companies that's tied into it. There's a guy named George Zoli. Look up George Zoli as well while you're looking at that. He's in charge of he's the head of Zio Group, the GEO Group, and he tried to purchase the Florida State football team and put his name on the stadium. Look up that. These are the elite of that whole thing. And then they're classified so that they don't pay taxes
They call themselves real estate development groups. And then what we're going to do, probably, Sunray, I'm going to get all the information out to you and Brother Eric and as well as you, Black. You know, Black, I've been sending you, you know, putting you on and stuff.
He got knocked off too, bro.
We're going to go into it on how they are selling children and human trafficking children.
For that.
The thing that took place in Pennsylvania, the two judges that were just convicted, we're going to show you how they make these things look like daycare centers, but they're human trafficking ring.
Somehow he got knocked off too. Everybody getting knocked off this motherfucker.
Yeah, because I see we like 2 hours 30.
Yeah, his line dropped too, and once they drop out after hour, they can't call back in because Eric was trying to call me to get back in, and they won't let him come back in either.
So I'm going to wrap it up then. You know, we'll deal with it later.
Yeah, because I got 1,000 calls. I'm calling him. Calling me like I'm at FedEx somewhere. I got to get to these damn calls and call back before we get too late. All right, family. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. So we appreciate y'all for calling in.
We'll before we go into the one I wanted to do, since Black going to call back in, we'll deal with the human trafficking.
Yeah, he can't call back in.
No, I'm saying, I said the next show we'll deal with human trafficking through the prison system.
All right, family, y'all, appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. We're glad to be back in the house on Blog Talk. Like I said, it feels good. I'm going to leave y'all with Tony. It feels good, y'all. Peace. We out of here. Culture Freedom Radio.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Mercedes, a mellow, quite a nice fellow. Met 3T, hit a rhyme acapella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It works out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Come on.
We in the house, 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 we in the